Welcome to this afternoon's conference call. My name is Carrie, and I will be your operator for today's call. At this time, all participants are in a listen-only mode. Please note that this conference is being recorded. I will now turn the call over to Dennis Meehl, Chairman of the Friends of St. Nicholas, who will welcome all of you to today's call. Mr. Meehl?
Thank you. I'd like to thank all of the clergy and laity alike for taking the time to participate today and dial in to learn a little bit more about our progress in moving the project forward and ultimately developing the St. Nicholas National Shrine, which we've all imagined for so many years. As chairman of Friends of St. Nicholas, I would like you to understand and to know that not just me, but all of us that are working toward this outcome, that we're deeply invested and totally committed to make sure that accurate information is available to everyone in our community at all times. We're interested in full transparency, but we also have to rely on all of you, the people who are supporting this effort financially, the clergy of the Archdiocese, to amplify the information that you learn, to share it with your friends and your neighbors, so that we get accurate information out throughout our community. I'll be moderating the call, and we'll take some questions later, but I'd like now to hand off to John Katsimatidis, the Vice Chair of the Archdiocesan Council, and a founding member, along with a number of us, of the Friends of St. Nicholas. John.
Well, thank you, Dennis Meehl, and I want to personally thank Dennis and Michael Saris and the Friends of St. Nicholas, along with Father Alex, that worked very, very, very hard. That in the first 40 days of the year, it looks like we raised almost $40 million for St. Nicholas, which is eminent, so we'll talk about further. We have $20 million from Faith, $10 million from Alex Spanos Foundation, $9 million from individuals. My responsibility, Dennis' responsibility and Michael Saris' responsibility is to oversee the Friends of St. Nicholas, which is going to build St. Nicholas Church, which is a great community and world shrine for our people and for the world. And my responsibility is the overall Archdiocese to make sure we're going in the right direction and also protect against the other things. Some of the things that we talked about that you might have heard, there's so much fake news going into our community by individuals that things that are not true. I have decided to challenge those individuals and make them tell the truth under oath. That way, if they bring them into court, make them tell it under oath, and if it's not true, they'll have to admit it's not true and face the penalties. I want to now turn it over to our leader, His Eminence, Archbishop of Bitterfeldus. Your Eminence.
Thank you, John, and thank you, Dennis. The truth is, my dear friends, turning this project around has been the work of everyone involved. And we are fortunate to have the kind of lay leadership that has been able to effect the changes that were necessary. We are now on the road to recovery across all the institutions of the Archdiocese, but the St. Nicholas Church remains the single most important effort that we have ever undertaken. This church will become a touchstone for all of Orthodox in the United States, and it will be a beacon for all people of faith and goodwill to hold dear as a memorial to those who perished on 9/11. I'm proud to say that thanks to the Friends of St. Nicholas and the extraordinary work of Father Alex Carlucci, Today, we have received donations now exceeding the $40 million to complete our national shrine. The work is proceeding with due haste, and we are on schedule to open the church on September 11, 2021. Throughout this process of recovery, Michael Psaros has been played key roles in a variety of capacities. First, he served as treasurer of the Archdiocese to set the finances aright. Second, he has been one of most vocal, public, and eloquent advocates for completing St. Nicholas. And the third is that he serves today as a vice chair to the Friends of St. Nicholas, and I'm proud to call him my friend and to call on him to introduce this most significant update. Michael?
Ευχαριστώ σε μας, Βιώτατε. Your Eminence, Your Eminences, Your Graces, Reverend Clergy, Brother Archons of the Ecumenical Throne, and Brothers and Sisters in Christ. The Friends of St. Nicholas is a new not-for-profit organization with the exclusive responsibility for rebuilding the St. Nicholas National Shrine. Friends is responsible for raising the money to rebuild St. Nicholas, supervise and manage its construction, and conduct appropriate audits. Friends was created in 2019 after extensive negotiations with the state of New York, Governor Cuomo, and the Port Authority of the states of New York and New Jersey. The total cost to complete the National Shrine will be $81 to $82 million, of which approximately $39 to $40 million was spent before the suspension of construction in December 2017. This means $42 million is required to complete construction of the church if and only if construction begins, and it has begun, and continues without interruption. Any delay or interruption of construction may result in an increased cost to complete. Now, we have very exciting news, as His Eminence said in Archons Meal and Archons Kastimathiri said. I am pleased to report that by the grace of God and because of the leadership of His Eminence Opidophoros, Friends has raised over $45 million of cash and pledges since we launched fundraising on January the 2nd, subsequent to a very historic meeting between His Eminence Opidophoros, Father Carlutzos, Governor Cuomo, and Mr. Rick Cotton, who is chairman of the Port Authority. Archons Kastimathidis, Archons Meal, and I were also present. The math is very simple, and it's as follows. As I said, we need $42 million to complete the National Shrine. I'm pleased to report that Friends has already made a cash payment of $5.7 million in January to a critical subcontractor responsible for the fabrication of the exterior curtain wall, and that Friends currently has $2.2 million of cash on hand today, resulting in an additional funding need of $34 million. I am very pleased, in fact, thrilled to report that Friends has $39 million of pledges to satisfy the remaining $34 million required to complete the National Shrine. Friends' progress has exceeded all expectations on the fundraising front. Since January the 2nd, Friends has received many large donations, but I would like to highlight four received over the past month. We thank the Founders of Faith, an endowment for Orthodoxy and Hellenism, for its recent $20 million pledge that will soon be converted into cash. The faith, philotimo, and philanthropia of the faith founders is humbling. Please note that 13 or more of the Founders of Faith have each donated $1 million to St. Nicholas personally, in addition to their donation through faith. We also thank the Spanos family of California for its absolutely breathtaking, stunning, and humbling $10 million donation. We thank Leadership 100 for its $6 million total donation, including $5 million of which was approved last week in Florida. We also thank Mr. George Marcus for his $3 million donation. We have had almost 30 families and institutions since Father Alex launched fundraising for St. Nicholas all those years ago, like, and when I say institutions, I mean Archons, Philoptochos, AHEPA, et cetera, that have donated over $1 million each. Time does not allow us to properly recognize and thank each donor, including every metropolis and parish in the Holy Archdiocese who has contributed. However, the National Shrine will recognize each and every single donor. St. Nicholas will have a donor wall and use a digital system similar to the one used at Ellis Island. It is important that the Loya from the Omoyanya should be recorded and recognized forever. With this system, 100 years from now, the faithful in the future will know who contributed to the establishment of the National Shrine. Friends will continue to fundraise until the National Shrine is completed and open. Our intent is to create an endowment to support the church after it opens. Our minimum goal for this endowment is $20 million, and I believe we've already made a dent in it. The election and enthronement of His Eminence, El Pido Foros, was the catalyst for the completion of the National Shrine. His enthronement and the related change in the archdiocesan leadership led by Archon Kastamathidis restored the confidence of Governor Cuomo, the state of New York, the Port Authority, and the donor base in the St. Nicholas Project. I must also recognize Archon Dennis Meehl. Without Dennis and his critical relationship with the state of New York, we may have very well have lost the church. Finally, without Father Alexander Karloutsos, who is the glue that has held this entire project together, we wouldn't be on the phone today. To all of you, with humility and prayer, I say oxy. I would now like to introduce Mr. Richard Brown, Chief Operating Officer of Friends. Richard is a proud Elina and the managing partner of Sterling Project Development Group, an affiliate of Sterling Equities. It is the ownership group that also owns and operates the New York Mets baseball team. Richard's firm is currently involved in approximately $12 billion worth of development projects across its advisory portfolio. Richard has had a successful career as a builder and commercial building owner and project consultant. He has been involved in the coordination and supervision of over $7 billion worth of commercial, residential, and sports-related properties. I thank God personally, and we are very grateful that Richard stepped forward to volunteer to serve as Chief Operating Officer of Friends. Richard, I'd like to hand it over to you.
Thank you very much, Michael. Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen, Your Eminence, Father Alex, and new friends. I'm personally honored to serve and to help assure the completion of this project, and to be a shepherd of the hard-earned money that that so many of you have contributed. We pledge that it will be kept very safe. It will be dedicated to this project and this project only. It's of great personal importance to me. I'm a Greek American. I have been working in downtown Manhattan since 1986. My father and I owned a building that had been in our family just two blocks away from the original St. Nicholas since 1969. And as life would have it, with all its symmetry, my current office at Sterling Project Development is in 4 World Trade Center. Right outside the front door is St. Nicholas. And so I just felt, when I heard of the suspension of the project a couple of years ago, and my offices were down here, I offered to help in any way I could. Thankfully now, after we've all waited a very long time for the clouds to clear, and for the incredible effort made to revitalize this project and raise sufficient money to not only restore our credibility in the marketplace with the project team, general contractors, architects, engineers, and consultants, not to mention the Port Authority, We are now finally ready to unveil this project and complete it once and for all in a way that we as a community can all be proud of. Thankfully, with a suspension this long, you often can lose continuity of a project because circumstances change, firms have other priorities. But because of the nature of this project and the critical importance to it, not only to our faith, but to Ground Zero, New York, and the world as a whole, it is really seen as another symbol of, you know, finally completing the healing process of the attacks of September 11th. And so with that, the entire design team, construction team, our general contractor, which is Skanska, and all of 35 or 40 subcontractors that had been involved in this project, when they have been contacted that this project is ready to restart, they have all said, we will drop what we are doing, we will put the right people back in place, and we will complete this project and this journey together. And it's a testament to, it's about building something and being part of something that's larger than you. And I think everybody gets it, regardless of what your faith is. So where we are today, just to give you a quick update, is when I engaged back in this project in earnest in late summer of 2019, when it was finally time to remobilize and do the outreach, knowing that it was becoming imminent that funds could be raised, and with the arrival of the new Archbishop, which has been a tremendous boost of new energy into this project. We have updated and conformed all of the plans, made sure that they are fully coordinated. We have done an investigation of the physical condition of the building, which has sat idle and is, as many of you may know, but just to reiterate, the building is about 25 to 30% complete at the time it was suspended. And with a partially completed shell sitting in the elements for 2.5 years, obviously some wear and tear has been endured. So that had to be assessed and looked at with mitigation plans formed. So all of that is established. We have a scope of work to do the remedial work that's needed to be done. None of this is major. It's not like the building needs to be taken down or put up again. We are in a good place, but we've got to take a step or two back from a physical perspective before we can put permanent work in place. And that work is ongoing now in conjunction with our friends at the Port Authority. We are received a draft construction contract to reinstate the full project with Skanska. We are finalizing that as we speak. We are intending to, in the meantime, the critical path of the project for schedule reasons has been the ongoing fabrication of the facade of the building, which requires materials and manufacturing in four different countries in Europe. The Friends of St. Nicholas was able to provide funding to resume the fabrication of the facade. So that's been ongoing for the last 6 weeks and is the critical point that we need in order to assure an opening for September 11th of 2021. We expect mobilization on site to take place in March with waterproofing work, the unveiling of the shroud that has been put over the building to partially protect it from the elements over the last 2 years. And then we will start seeing elements of the facade and skylights be installed likely in early May. We all are bought in on the schedule. We understand the priority of it, and we are working every day to assure a timely completion and a quality that we can all be proud of. So thank you again for allowing me to get involved in this project. It means a lot to me, and I'll do all I can to be worthy of this opportunity. Thank you.